Miguel Estrada, President Bush's embattled nominee for the Federal Appeals Court, has withdrawn his name from consideration. Estrada was one of several judicial nominees to become a target for Senate Democrats who blocked his nomination. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Why is he withdrawing?
Well, in a letter to President Bush today, he said he was withdrawing because, quote, the time has come to return my full attention to the practice of law and to regain the ability to make long-term plans for my family. Now, when he was nominated, it was clear that he could become the center of a controversy. Democrats viewed him as sort of an ideological conservative, and when he had his confirmation hearing, he really didn't tell them very much except that he would abide by the law. So they asked for all the memos that he'd written when he was in the Justice Department. The Bush administration refused to give them, saying that if they gave every memo that a nominee gave, that nobody would give decent advice to anybody. And they were backed in that by every former Solicitor General, Democrat or Republican, because Miguel Estrada had worked in the Solicitor General's office. But the Democrats also pointed out that they had, for other nominees, gotten memos from the Solicitor General's office. In any event, Bush administration wouldn't give it. The Democrats used that at least as one would say, one person might say an excuse, another would say a reason for blocking him. There were seven votes trying to cut off the Democratic filibuster. The Republicans repeatedly fell short of the 60 votes they needed to cut off the filibuster. And finally, Estrada, who's 41, a Honduran immigrant, went to Harvard Law School and has a good career and a big law firm, said, I got to get on with my life.
Didn't this happen in the Clinton administration?
There weren't filibusters in the Clinton administration. The Republicans blocked votes in the committee instead of on the floor, and 60 nominees never got a vote in committee. And so that's, you know, there were, I think, 11 who withdrew.
What are the overall confirmation numbers?
The Senate has confirmed 145 Bush judges, 27 of them appeals court judges. At this point in 95, when President Clinton had at least 2 years of Democratic control of the Senate, there were 26 appeals court judges confirmed and 162 judges overall. If you look at September 97, when he'd had 3 years of a Republican-controlled Senate, he had 86 judges confirmed, 15 of them appeals court judges. So that's, you know, the numbers aren't as disastrous as Republicans would have you believe. On the other hand, these are extremely contentious, nasty battles.
And getting increasingly so. So now what?
Well, there are two other nominees in the wings for the D.C. Court of Appeals. There are actually three vacancies, and President Bush has nominated people to fill all of them, Estrada, who withdrew today, Janice Rogers, an African-American, very conservative state Supreme Court justice from California, and Brett Kavanaugh, deputy White House counsel, who also was a deputy to independent counsel Kenneth Starr. I suppose these could end up as ideological fights between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans blocked the confirmation of two Clinton nominees to this circuit court from 97 on the grounds that no more judges were needed on the D.C. Circuit, that the caseload had gone down. At the time, there were about 1,600 appeals in the previous year for which there were statistics. Well, the last statistics now are drastically lower yet. They're about a third lower. They're at about 1,100. So, Bob, what do you think is going to happen?
I think, thank you very much. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.